If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Chantel, wow. Welcome to the show!
Yay.
Wow!
Are MediaCorp key scenes real now?
Wow, the netizens were so mean.
I was very scared. So actually after that, I didn't act for quite a long time.
What is it like going out with celebrity parents?
Maybe like, I cannot say who's like my
What do Singaporeans really think about MediaCorp Star Awards? This is your daily catch-up. So Star Awards is right around the corner, and we have a very special guest with us here today. After winning the Best Newcomer Award in 2018, damn, she went on to star in more than 20 TV series and films, winning numerous awards along the way, including Favourite Female Character for her role in 2021's Most Watched MediaCorp Program, My Star Bride. Chantel, wow. Welcome to the show!
I'm equally surprised.
So speaking of Star Awards, you've actually been nominated for 3 awards this year. Mm. And we heard that you're actually offering lunch dates for your top 5 supporters.
Yay.
Wow!
How will you know who is your top 5?
Also, like my fan, they will send like their votes to my fan club and then they will just consolidate the...
Oh, yeah. But can bluff what?
I mean... you can.
Don't put it out there. Back in the day, you are pretty much guaranteed a win if you are in the biggest show of the year, right? But nowadays, you really have to go on social media, you have to campaign and all that, right? Yeah. Has it really gotten a lot more competitive?
And is it not weird?
I think it's okay. I'm quite shameless to begin with anyway. So like, please vote for me. You guys got me watch account.
How to vote?
You just have to sign up. It's very easy. And then every day you can vote 10 times with each account.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's go.
I sold my votes to James C.I.D.
Hey, wait.
Yeah.
Can you vote for like guys and girls?
So is it guys 10, girls 10?
Yeah, guys 10 votes and then like girls 10 votes. So when you're logged in already.
No excuses,
okay.
Come on, let's go.
So if you don't win, it's your fault.
My 10 votes. Then we go to lunch date.
So essentially it's like award show season in Singapore right now, right? Mm-hmm. Is it very stressful this period of time?
Actually it is, just because like I'm in production and you know I'm currently in this show called 玉水重生, Hope Afloat. Okay. And actually my character is inspired by our Paralympian Yip Pin Show.
Ooh, yeah. Which was on this show a few months ago.
And then like she also made a cameo for our show, and it's gonna air somewhere in July, so I'm just very excited for that. And then right after we rap, I'm gonna start like the Little Nyo Nya.
Yes, congrats on that.
Yes, it's like very exciting news, but then also at the same time it means like my whole year is like gone acting and
how
working.
How long is the Little Nyo Nya production?
I think it's gonna be 6 months because it's 30 episodes.
So it's quite long, eh?
Yeah, and we have to be overseas, like you know, for the
Malaysia.
Yeah, Malaysia and all that.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Also, that was my question. I was just wondering because like the set is so elaborate, all that stuff. Is there like some big giant warehouse in Singapore where sets are built?
I have no idea because this is my first show where it's like back in the 60s.
Right, a period scene.
Yeah, the period scene. Because I feel like MediaCorp, back in those days, they did a lot of it. But recently, especially during my time, it's just very modern dramas.
Mm-hmm.
So
true.
This is my first time. I'm very excited to experience that. Yeah. Right.
Do you not feel like a bit scared? It's just pure excitement for you.
I remember like when I was really... not really young lah, like when I first started, and I had this scene where I had to like knock on the door and I'm basically like Calafair and just say like lunch is here, and I was so nervous.
This was your very first one, is it?
No, that's not the first one. But
not the cafe one.
Yeah, so then it was like my one of the bigger roles. Not really bigger roles, like I had a name, okay? And then so now
there's so many tears in your name.
Like I'm no longer Lu Ren A.
Yeah, I see.
Yeah, or like Mei Nu B.
So
I had name. It was just Zai Si Fang. I'm like the assistant, and there were like in the room, Zoe Tay, I think Chen Hang Wei, Rian, they were all there, okay?
Wow. And I'll be so nervous.
Yeah, so I'm like the assistant, and I say, Fan Lai Le. And then when I was outside the room, I was like, Fan Lai Le. fan来了. Okay, so I just go and knock on the door, open and say, fan来了. You know, like, it was very scary then.
And how many takes you took for fan来了?
没有NG到了. Okay. I mean, 如果犯了了还NG真的是 like, 不可以混了, right?
That's true.
Watch me, man. Watch me fan来了. I heard last time, right? I don't know whether it's the case now. A lot of the MediaCorp dramas, because the team has to be rather lean, because they are constantly shooting multiple dramas, right?
Yeah.
Is that there's pretty much one camera per scene for a drama. So multiple angles, you just have to go again and again. Is this still true?
Yeah. So back in the day, right, when I was watching my mother film, they were in the studio and they had something like this setup, right? Like three cameras rolling at the same time, and then the director would be like cutting to the right camera at the right time. But then now, we are mostly filming outdoors. It's no longer in the studio setting. Mainly one camera, but if that day like requires a lot of people, then there will be two.
Right.
Yeah.
So the one camera stuff a bit stress one, right? I remember last time I saw MediaCorp artists, right? I think I was just somewhere. Then they were filming some part at the roadside. So I was just watching them film. Then they had to do the same thing. Then the cameraman just went to the other side, right? Then they film again. Then after that, we really stop and watch because it's my first time seeing like drama filming, right? And then when they in between scene, right, then the two actors, they just open umbrella, then they just sit at the club like that.
Huh, is it, there's no resting area.
Oh, that feels like a story of
because
my
it's
life.
At the street,
oh, she said story of her life.
No, so there was this time, right, Aiden and I. Do you guys know Aiden Sung?
Yes.
So he used to work in the tech industry, and then I studied information systems. So I was also planning to go into the tech industry. And then there was this scene it was just a car accident scene. And we had to be lying in the middle of the road in the middle of the day, like 12 PM, super hot sun, and just like pretend like we got knocked down by a car.
Yeah.
So then I was just lying on the floor, and he was lying beside me, and I just turned to him like,
"Where did we go wrong?"
Yes. And then he turned to me. He had the most hilarious response. He said, 一不错，步步错.
Don't so deep.
What does it mean?
That means like one step wrong, all the steps following it would be also wrong.
Ayo.
No, like it's just a very funny joke, okay? Right. But
I'm so sorry.
I really enjoy my time here.
She was saying that this is her first ever podcast, you guys.
Like, what do you think is like the hardest thing about filming? Like, you know, like I got see like when people roll, then you have to cry.
Oh,
then
yeah.
They say NG, right? Then you have to cry again.
Yeah.
That kind of thing.
Like, but you know, crying is not really a problem for me.
Cause you can just cry like that.
I really like to cry.
Natural cry baby.
Yes. I mean, we're not gonna ask you to do it, but let's see. If you're gonna cry now, what will you like? What you just can cry now?
No, it really depends on the script. Because sometimes like when you're in that scenario and you would really be convinced that this is something that's happening to you, you would be naturally very moved by what's going on.
But also that there's four like cameraman and then director and then sound and light.
Yeah.
So is that but that does not affect you. You zone it out.
My time to shine.
You think you're like a bit like method actor?
Yeah, actually I think so. Because like my mother told me that, you know, I shouldn't bring my characters home.
Oh.
But that's what I tend to do. So I'm currently like a very happy person because my current role inspired by Pin Seo is a very happy girl.
I can tell.
Yeah. But then like when I'm acting Nyonya, just have me here again,
it's
I think.
She don't answer anything we say. Then she said this is the worst podcast ever.
So what happens? Like you receive a script, right? Actually, can you just go down to the basic? Actually, what happens?
Basically, your manager will inform you that, okay, you've been selected to go for an audition.
Okay.
And you will probably have like one week, sometimes less.
How do we even get to that stage manager?
How to get selected to go for the audition?
Are you like somewhere fighting for her, that kind?
We have to fight loud sometimes.
Oh. I see. Okay.
Like they will send your reel, then they will shortlist.
The audition is like this one.
Yeah.
Some executives at a table, then you just stand there and just...
Yeah, you just stand there and then you're
upset at something. That kind
Yes. Yeah. So actually auditions, they really scare me. Because it's so different. Like on set, everyone is like getting in the mood, right? And then like the set will be like quiet. But when you go for an audition, to me, it feels like they are going to judge if you are a good fit.
Yeah.
And I think that really like is very scary.
But their face like cannot, it's poker face.
Yeah, it's poker face.
Like they just sit there, look at you, then they okay, go like that.
Yeah, and they try not to like show you too much. Like maybe they will say like, oh, can you do that again? But maybe like a bit more of this, a bit less of that.
Right.
Usually when they ask that, right, is the audition going well or is it not going well?
I think it really depends on how you manage to take in their instructions. Because like if the second take is exactly the same as the first, then it's pretty telling, right? You can't really like So then I really try to like go according to what they're asking for and try to catch their vibe. Yeah.
But you are on MediaCorp payroll.
Yeah.
So like, if they don't cast you, then you do what? Then they want to pay you, do nothing, man.
So actually, it's a bet like TCA takes on whether like this artist will have roles or not. But then the decision's up to the executive producers.
Oh,
you know? Yeah. So I think it's very important to continuously be involved in dramas and continuously be selected.
Right.
As, yeah.
So there are artists out there that, for example, has been signed and then went on one drama and then just lose their auditions all the way.
Yeah, I unfortunately think that is.
Oh,
and so
shit.
That's why I feel like being an actress, right, it's really it depends on so many different factors. It's not just like whether you're hardworking or whether you're like the best looking. Like sometimes it's also luck and talent and like whether you are the right fit for the role, whether there are roles that fits you. Yeah, so it's just...
And the EP's mood that day as well.
Yeah. Then do you feel like you're always competing? Because like you have to win the audition, right? Then you get the role already. Then you do the role already, right? You still have to like do the Star Awards. Like you must like get popularity votes and all that. So it's like, it seems like it's always like competing for some recognition.
Competing like against like other
For
actresses
like,
or actors.
In the industry.
Which could be your friends because there are people that you work with and then form friendships with, right?
Yeah. But the thing is like, I think I really form like very good friendships with a few people in the industry. And I think that I think I'm really very lucky.
Who's your best friend, can say?
Yeah. I think like when earlier
we check the manager.
No, why cannot? Like maybe like I cannot say who's like my worst enemy, you know. My best friend is Natasha Lau. Tasha and then Kimberly Chia. I'm very close to them. Yeah, Fang Rong.
Your same vibe also.
Ying Ying, Aiden. Actually, like, very golden retriever one. Yeah. I like.
Social butterfly. Let's go back to your early days, right? What is it like growing up with celebrity parents?
I always followed my mother on set. And I think whenever I saw her acting, right, I just feel like, wait,
oh,
you
two-faced.
Okay.
No, it's just that I really found it very intriguing and I really wanted to also be a part of it. That's why as a child, right, I went up to the director and I said, like, 你可不可以cast我，我也要演. So then they were having lunch and then he said, okay, they said, like, act as this girl trying to sell me tissue because you want to raise funds for your grandmother's like medical bills or something. And then I just like damn extra, I even teared up and then like, uncle, 你可不可以帮我买我的tissue? He didn't cast me lah, so like...
Over.
I didn't pass.
How old were you at that point?
Maybe 6-7 years old. Wow. Really very young.
Yeah. That was the, I doubt that was a real audition.
Do your parents train you or like your mom?
Not at all. Because I never got casted one.
Yeah.
Until as a teenager, then you know somebody said like, hey, why not like you come and like have a portfolio taken for you? And then I was like, sure, okay. Goodness, you know when I went for the portfolio shoot, right? They just wanted to record a video to see whether like, you know, I have the potential.
What does the video like entail?
Okay, so it was so like, I didn't expect it. They say, okay, just pretend, right? Like somebody you love is like on this table and then like about to die. And then just
that's
like,
a portfolio drama. Video, it's not, hi, I'm Chantel.
And then I was like, huh? Okay. So I was so awkward. I'm like, ma, 不要死. Yeah, I think I was like 16, 17 years old. Yeah, it's very jialat. Yeah.
Then how do you...
So I did not get casted. I did not get
casted. I did not get casted.
Wait, then how did you get here?
Okay, so I think it started with 96.2C Cafe.
Maybach, your premier destination for luxury resale. Elevate your style with our curated collection of bags, watches, and fine jewelry. At Rebag, quality is our priority. Each piece meticulously vetted and verified by experts, ensuring your investment is nothing short of perfection. Buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Access expertly crafted and hard-to-find pieces that redefine luxury. Your next investment awaits at Rebag. Get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's 10% off the luxury you deserve. Don't miss out. Head to Rebag.com and enter code REBAG10 at checkout. That's REBAG10.
They wanted somebody to act in the webisodes as Julie's friend. And then they just decided that like, okay, it's a very small role. Maybe you can come and try play lor. And then I just took it up lah. But actually at that point when I went for it, it was so intimidating. Because as a teenager, I think I was more towards like the chubbier side, right? Okay. And then when the show aired, they were all like, wow, the netizens were so mean.
Right.
Yeah, I was very scared. So actually after that, I didn't act for quite a long time also.
Oh.
Yeah.
You know, only MediaCorp people still use the word netizen.
Oh my goodness.
What do people say?
Yeah, what do you say now?
I don't know, like the comment section. The
Is it? Netizen. Goodness. I feel...
In another interview, you did share that in your early days also, you went for a lot of auditions and you actually failed quite a few of them.
Yeah.
Was there ever a point that you thought, maybe acting is just not for me?
No, eh.
Oh, you always like had the willpower, like, I am meant to act.
I'm like, 我不红我才惊讶. No, y'all never laugh. Y'all don't
exaggerate.
Laugh.
She'll be shocked if she's not famous.
Ah. Wow, your confidence is
crazy.
No la, no la. Okay.
I got a feeling she'll be like...
No.
Yes.
No, you know why or not? Because I was waiting for opportunities while I was studying. Mm. And I started, I think, when I was in poly and I... was still like taking on roles up until like when I was in uni. Mm-hmm. So then it's like 3 years plus 4 years, it was 7 years. And even if the roles didn't come, it's fine because, you know, my full-time job is a student.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. After graduation, I was thinking like maybe I can explore the tech industry. Mm. So that was really like...
But you didn't even get to think about whether you wanted to join the tech industry because one audition and one film follow another, is it?
Yeah. So actually when I was graduating, MediaCorp asked if I'll be interested for a full-time contract.
Oh.
And I was thinking, okay, if I really were to give acting a go, it would probably be when I'm still a bit younger.
Mm.
So yeah, I just decided to try for 2 years.
But how was the package? Did it surprise you?
I asked if they can match my tech pay.
Sweet summer child. So you got... Again, I'm gonna say that.
Yeah.
I see.
Secret.
Did your mother prep you for the expectations of the kind of pay package to expect as an actress?
Not at all.
She just let you go in blind into everything.
Because when she first started, I think her starting pay was like what? 300-400 or 500, that kind. Right. Like back in those days.
Mm.
Yeah, so...
So now it's about 10% more.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, about that.
I didn't know they had like base pays. I thought it was like when you get casted, then per episode you get paid.
Yeah, so thought.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
So, or what if, right, let's say the role, right, need you to like shave your head, then do they pay you extra?
No.
Why? Your hair won't come back.
Actually, I would think they would pay extra.
Let's say you physically, like maybe you need to be then ripped for the shoot, right? Then let's say you have to buy
hire
like
a personal
gym
trainer.
Package.
Yeah.
They might pay you like, oh, here's the gym package.
Oh, like, I think like maybe the production will get the trainer for you.
Sponsored.
No, I don't think that one should get extra pay. I feel like shave your head maybe.
Or like shave your beard or something. I thought it will have extra.
Like,
How about nude scene?
The thing is, the nature with like Channel 8 productions, there aren't a lot of opportunities for you to get naked. Yeah, because
so
it's always PG. Not really.
But recently, your Q Sarah, you got do like one quite raunchy.
Oh, yes, because that is an online series. So it's not aired on Channel 8.
I see.
Yeah.
So tell me more.
She inside the water with like Shui Pin.
Oh, yeah.
Then things happen.
Do y'all pre talk about these scenes? Like your sidebar meeting a bit.
For sure. Like you have to talk like with the directors, with everyone involved. Like you have to talk about how comfortable you are and what's your limit.
Like must have some consent before you actually shoot the scene.
For sure. And then the director will also tell you like the exact shots required and what exactly you're supposed to do.
Mm. Are MediaCorp key scenes real now? Because you know last time they said they'll put the thumb right and then they pretend.
Oh.
I'm not sure whether it still happens.
No, I think it's real.
The time is completely new to
her.
I was not aware of
like
this technique.
To block.
Yeah. Now that I think about it, I just like that, right?
Yeah.
It's a good idea.
Previously, when you did the My Star Bride,
then
you know you, because you even had to learn the Vietnamese accent, right?
Yeah,
then Austin Butler, the Elvis Presley guy, now he can also cannot talk normal. Right? So, and then you did mention that you also had to learn how to revert from the Vietnamese accent again, right?
Yeah.
Really or not?
Yeah, I swear.
Okay, can you recount the story for our viewers on what you had to go through to prep for the role?
Normally, like one production, right? It'll be 3 months. So then that 3 months, I kept practicing the accent.
Okay.
So then actually when it ended, I was already going into another show, but then they would still say that I still sound like the Vietnamese bride because I'm so used to like the way I pronounce some Chinese words.
Oh.
Like what? Like what?
For example, like I would go very high-pitched because that character was like, oh, I completely cannot remember.
Let's not fuck over. Let's just go back.
For example, certain letters like R, they were replaced with L, this kind.
Yeah.
So then,
like, can you say a sentence in like normal Singaporean Chinese and Vietnamese Chinese?
那个地方很近的，走路都走得到。
Okay, okay.
那个地方很靠近的，我走路都走得到。
哦，哇，so subtle, so.
Yeah, okay. Because it's been a while, so I don't think like it's the best representation.
Okay, well, I have no idea what you're saying. Wow, it sounds like this sounds amazing.
It sounds legit.
Something like that, right? So then it took a while because I was so used to it already.
Right.
Yeah, and also like I got so attached to Shipin when we were shooting like this.
When, after they say, don't follow me, don't follow me.
So I'm not your husband yet.
Yeah, so we were shooting like this movie, like it's a what, like a part two, okay. A continuation of the drama.
Yeah. Mm.
And I think like the scriptwriter was also very bad. Like she made Shipin's character forget my character. Yeah. And I was supposed to be like very used to it because that scene, right, was like 2 years after he forgot about me. Oh, every right. day when I wake up, I'll have to tell him that like, oh, you forgot about me again. It's okay. Right. I'm your wife. And you know, you are hoo-hoo-hoo. But when I was acting that scene, I couldn't stop crying because I'm just like
devastated that Shipin don't know you.
Oh my God.
I was so attached to like the characters. I didn't notice that I was so attached until like this cameraman, he came to me while I was like crying my eyes out. He said like, you have to remember to pull yourself out. And I realized then that like, oh, sometimes it's really like subconsciously you would fall into this story and you forget to come out.
Wow, well, you better prepare before Little Nonya.
Yeah, you need to constantly
later
remind yourself.
Yeah. So, you know, like now I'm reading the Little Nonya script, right? And when I'm driving, I'll get into character.
So you're
just
hot.
To like, just know.
She's like, okay, I'm ready.
No, but just to like prepare myself for that mood. And then I find myself going to such a dark place. Yeah. So yeah, that one is really gonna be a challenge.
What an interesting job hazard.
Yeah. Yeah. I need to be paid more for this. Thank you.
You should. You should. So please vote for her, guys.
Oh yes.
Wait, as in you mean if you win you earn more money?
No, no. I don't think so.
My understanding is that
okay.
Because as they do more dramas and get more and more famous, then their endorsement rates and all that stuff go up. So when you win an award, then your endorsement rate got premium lah.
Yes, and I feel like if you're like one of the more popular artists, then the executive producers will also be more interested to cast you so that people watch their show.
I see.
So please vote for me. Yay.
Please vote for her.
In the past, right, as with regards to the like TV as the dominant media platform, right?
Yeah.
So it felt in the past, right, when someone's on TV, it's like, oh, that person is famous. The moment I see you on TV, he's famous already, right?
Yeah.
And now because I also had the privilege of meeting you before and many of the local actors and actresses. Yeah. And I'm such fans of them and know how much work and heart they put into their craft. But I also know that they do get ridiculed, for example, on, oh, you're spending so much time pursuing this career on TV when people are no longer watching traditional TV.
I have like two answers to this. The first one is that like as an actress nowadays, like you have to be more than just being in a TV. Like for example, you have to come for podcasts. Afterward. No, but I find it like super exciting. Like I get to go beyond the TV and I can try like a lot of different things. Like go on the radio, I come on podcasts, and then like I go on the magazines, and there are like a lot of different channels for you to reach out to people. And TikTok is something I'm struggling with. I'm really trying my best to be on that platform. But it's, you know, like
it's
just
audit your channel.
Yes, please. And then please like tell me what I can do. But but you know, it's always like a space where like you can always like tap on the different platforms and you can always continuously grow differently. So secondly, right, I think like for me acting, right, very luckily I feel like I would describe as my ikigai.
I see.
You know, it is something I'm interested in, it's something that pays, and it's something that the society needs, I guess.
Yeah.
So then
don't be sheepish about that. We do need entertainment and content.
Yeah, right. And I just feel like, of course, like there are parts of my career that, you know, I don't really enjoy. There are parts where I really like it. But you know, when I look at it as a whole, I just feel like this is something that gives me joy. And when I have a very good day, I feel like this is really worth it.
Wow.
Do you think that MediaCorp is in a sense trying to break out of the boundaries, right, where they have to be very family friendly, and then like how do you feel that MediaCorp is changing in that aspect?
Okay, so like based on my understanding, right, I feel like we're really trying to produce shows that can reach out to like everyone in Singapore because we're a national broadcasting station, you know. So then like other than like trying the new kinds of like dramas that are very over the top and then like very like on the edge, I feel like we also have to think about the young kids and the old people who are watching our
values
show
for younger people
as well.
Right.
Yes. So I feel like while we're trying to expand beyond like our usual stories, like we are also understanding that that's something that's crucial to to us. Like it's important that we continue to do that, because then I don't think like you'll be able to consume like such safe content anywhere else.
Yeah, I agree though. I feel like MediaCorp, they really tune it up already, but it's just a lot of people have left TV and not giving them a chance anymore.
And I feel like, you know, since I'm here and I'm sure like a lot of people are watching this show, like really maybe try to like go onto MeWatch and pick like something that you feel you
What's your recommended one?
Okay, I think I would recommend Jing Se Da Dao. It's the one where I got nominated for Best Actress.
I see. The English name is
All That Glitters. And also like it's the same script writer as Little Nyonya.
Slay.
So actually like it's very nice. Yay.
Okay.
So to close, right, what are some exciting things you have planned for the rest of 2024?
I am actually involved in this show called Hope Afloat, 浴血重生, and it's gonna air somewhere in July. It's actually inspired by our Paralympian Yip Pin show.
Ooh, shout out.
Yeah, and the show is gonna air at the same time as the Paris Paralympics.
In July.
In July.
Wow.
Yeah, so please watch out for that, and also please watch Star Awards in April.
And vote for her.
And vote for her if you haven't.
Yes, and I'm also very excited to come back for more podcasts.
Okay, so we've come to the end of this very fun episode, actually. Thank you for watching, and of course, thank you, Chantel, for joining us today.
Yay.
Like, share, subscribe, and we'll see you in the next episode. Vote for her down here in the
link. Vote for her!
The music means no more talking.
Yeah.
Okay, if you recommend one show that is not one of your shows, what would you recommend?
She only watched her own.
Okay, I think it'll be very nice and a very good time to watch Xiao Niang Re. Because it's been 15 years, right? And then we're going to have part two. So just watch part one first.
That's and a damn good answer.
No, you got to do a recent show.
Okay, recent. In the past 5 years, Kai.
In the past 5 years.
Sorry, Xiao Niang Re is 15 years old. Mm-hmm. How can it be?
Wow, damn. Yeah. I remember Oscar. Got one scene. You know which scene?
My
mother? No, the...
The Joanne Peh.
I can't.
Yeah.
That one.
Yeah, okay.
Broke my heart.
Yeah. Okay, if you don't know what we're talking about, go watch it. It's on YouTube as well. MediaCorp Channel TV. Click on the link here.
You can also click to vote.